This is the Bowling Report, your weekly podcast for high scores, highlights, and upcoming events. Brought to you by Burr & Company Insurance, your local auto owner's insurance agency. And now, here's your host, Jim DeGraff.
Well, and thank you very much. We have our podcast today for week number 24. It'll be scores for the week ending February 17th. We want to do a review once again of our Women's City Tournament Champions and the Open Tournament Champions, and we'll review that today. I want to thank the 75 teams that bowled in the Open Tournament and the 21 teams that bowled in the Women's Tournament. Let's take a look and recognize the Women's City Tournament Champions first. A team that's been bowling in the tournament for many years, Acrofab, won the team event handicap. Renee Fortney, Caitlin Fortney, Carol Vincent, Stacy Barnes, and Alyssa Fortney teamed up together to win the handicap division of the team event with a score of 35-86. Team actual champions were the Greater Holland USBC Women's All-City team, and the bowlers were Skylar Beverwijk, Jordan Kirkland, Chelsea Bosher, Dawn Chamberlain, and Lori Kirkland, and their actual score was 28-46. Singles event champion and the senior singles event champion was Iris Mendenthal-Wigan with a score of 781. Winning the singles event actual was Tammy Dahlman with a score of 690. Her high game for the three games set was 267. The doubles event handicap champions and also the senior doubles handicap event champions were Carla Wigan Mendenthal and Iris Mendenthal-Wigan. They had a score of 1453. The doubles event actual champions were Kaylee Pardue and Christina Sherman with an actual score of 1272. The all events handicap was won by Natasha Yabara. She had a score of 2251. And the all events actual division was won by Christina Sherman with a score of 2032. In the open tournament, once again, 75 teams participated. Doghouse was the tournament champions for team event. And their bowlers were Brody Hyman, Randy Stenholm, Jason Hedges, Brian Martinez, and Derek Laskowski. They won the tournament and team event with a score of 35-89. The team event actual champions were Graphic Signs and Embroidery, team number two. Bowlers were Todd Dahlman, Keone Barrick, Jeremy Duran, Derek Laskowski, and Jim Rennick, and their actual team event score was 31-79. Singles event actual was won by Bob Zubrake with a score of 764. Jim Post won the singles handicaps and also the senior singles handicap with a score of 811. The doubles event handicap champions and also the senior doubles handicap champions were Jack Wiest and Dan Sherman. They both had 700 series with a handicap score of 1635. Doubles event actual champions were Nick Coinga and Courtney Slider. They had an actual total of 1506. Nick had a series of 811 with a high game of 289, and Courtney had a series of 695 with a high game of 256. The all-events champion was Dean Dahlman. All-events handicap champion was Dean Dahlman with a score of 2284. And Brian Morin won the all-events actual with a score of 2131. And basically, the youth scores from this past week from BAM in their boys' scratch high game, 247 was bowled by Aiden Sin. 231 was bowled by Eloy Martinez. And a 173 was bowled by Asher Ball. Boys scratch series, 606 was bowled by Aiden Sin, a score of 577 from Eloy Martinez. And Silas Kimber bowled a series of 447. Girls scratch game, Lily Fortney bowled a game of 135. Carly Olson had a game of 85. And Lindsay Bassinet had a score of 78. The girls scratch series, Lori Fortney with a 350 series, Carly Olson with a 245 series, and Lindsay Bassinet with a series score of 218. The high games for week number 24. We had another female bowler that had 11 strikes in a row for a game of 290. That was bowled by Alyssa Fortney from Saturday Night Fever. And Alyssa also had a 267 game this past week. Jennifer Servell-Thomas from Starlight, 247. Two ladies with 236, Jordan Kirkland from Sunshine and Lori Kirkland from Sunshine. Lisa Weberwhite from Saturday Night Fever with a 233. Tammy Dahlman from Sunshine, 227. Amber Fortney from Saturday Night Fever, 223. James Victorman from Lake Effect League with 216. Dawn Chamberlain from Thursday Night Misfits with a 214. And Phyllis Eif from Lake Effect with a 213. In the high series for the week, Alyssa Fortney from Friday Night Rollers with a 692. She also had a 659 in Saturday Night Fever. Tammy Dahlman from Sunshine, 640. Jennifer Servell-Thomas from Starlight, 634. Lori Kirkland from Sunshine, 626. Jordan Kirkland from Sunshine with a 622. Amber Fortney from Saturday Night Fever, 599. Peyton Beverwijk, Saturday Night Fever, 587. James Victorman from Lake Effect with 569. Rachel Handward from Saturday Night Fever with 553. And Phyllis Eif from Lake Effect finishing up our top 10 this week with a series of 547. For the men's scores, Nick Coinga from Tri-City bowled the high game this past week of 286. Keone Berrig from Suburban with a 278. Josh Van Order from Larry Montague Memorial League with a 277. Travis Reitman from Tri-City, 276. Brad Felton from Larry Montague Memorial League with a 269. We had two bowlers this week with 268. Scott J. Smith from Tri-City and Lyndon Johnson from Suburban. Ryan Moore from Saturday Night Fever had a 267. Bob Zubering from Tri-City with 266. And finishing up the top 10 this week, Eric Moore from Suburban with a high game of 265. High series for the week for the men, Nick Walker from Tri-City, 753. Bob Zivery from Tri-City with 743. Keone Berrig, Suburban, with a 740. Josh Van Order from Larry Montague Memorial League with 738. Jerry Elverson from Suburban, 724. Tom Foster from Tri-City with 723. Kevin Meschke from Larry Montague Memorial League with 722. Lyndon Johnson from Suburban with 716. Nick Coinga from Tri-City with 712. Sean Medellin bowled his first ever 700 series in the Larry Montague Memorial League, and Sean's series was 710. Scott J. Smith from Tri-City finishing up the top 10 with a 707. Any of the tournament scores, the complete prize list of all of our tournaments are on our website, and also the top 10 each week is put on our website normally on Saturdays, and that web address again is greaterhollandbowling.com. And that's going to wrap us up for week number 24. Thank you very much.